This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Clear Creek County deputy was found guilty of reckless endangerment, a misdemeanor, in the shooting death of a young man in 2022. CPR's Ben Marcus reports on the next step in the case.
The jury couldn't reach a verdict on the most serious charge, second-degree murder. The prosecution can retry him on that charge. But in the meantime, the former deputy, Andrew Buin, faces up to 120 days in jail on the reckless endangerment charge. Buin shot Christian Glass 5 times after he called 911 for help because his car was stuck on a mountain road. Prosecutors argued that Buin escalated the encounter for no reason. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Tomorrow is the end of the federal requirement for hospitals to report their COVID admissions. Pulmonologist Anuj Mehta is on Colorado's Vaccine Equity Task Force.
It's fine to wind down evaluating a single disease, but what systems do we have in place to predict the next problem, the next flu pandemic?
The state will continue to update some COVID information on an online dashboard. It's about 2,000 miles from Denver to Oaxaca, Mexico, but the state of Oaxaca came to town this weekend for a food and art festival. Denverite's Desiree Matherin was there.
The smells of chapulinas, tlayudas, and tacos wafted through the Rice campus in Westwood this weekend as the community celebrated Oaxacan culture in Denver. The event's goal was to bring the cultural experience of one of Mexico's most diverse states to the city.
Radio Escuchas, estamos presentando representando la gastronomía oaxaqueña.
That was Ruben Hernandez, owner of La Arena del Sur, a Oaxacan food truck. He said he's proud to show others his Oaxacan culture. La Arena serves up Oaxacan food often. You could find their truck typically in the Westwood neighborhood. I'm Desiree Matherin, Denverite.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.